Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody. I hope everyone had a wonderful summer. Shalom Aleichem to everybody. Today's shir is L'zecher Nishmas Naftali Ben Yitzchak Isaac. That's the father of Baruch. I actually met him a few times, and definitely was important, Limud Torah, Avodas Hashem, and also, I think when I met him, he would feel it's important to start on time and finish on time, so I better get rolling. We're actually in the middle of Chodesh Elul. And Chodesh Elul, I would just say, is supposed to inspire fear amongst the Jewish people. And as a matter of fact, there's a pasuk, Arya Yishag Milo Yura'a. When a lion roars, who is not afraid? And the Sfarim Kedoshim, they say that Ari stands, Arya Yishag, not Ari, Arya Yishag Milo Yura'a. And Arya stands for Aleph is Elul, Resh is Rosh Hashanah, Yud is Yom Kippur, and He is Hoshana Rabbah. And in Europe, I think when Elul came, I'm told, it inspired fear and awe on people. You could walk in the street of a shtetl, and you could tell that it was Elul, the way people acted, people were different, they were very afraid. I was wondering if I had to say that Rosh Hashanah did inspire fear and awe on people, and certainly Yom Kippur. Not just about Hoshana Rabbah. The question is, I don't remember Elul inspiring fear. Rav Unterman, one of the chief rabbis of Israel, explained it with a mashal. He says, why is it that Elul does not inspire fear and awe on people? So he said he was once a rav in the town was Liverpool, England. And Liverpool had a zoo. And in the zoo there was a lion, an Aryeh behind the cage. And he says, everyone goes to see the lions, and no one is afraid. No one is afraid of the lions that are behind that in the cage. Now, obviously, if you would go ahead and you would see a lion, not behind the cage, we'd be frightened. I Baruch Hashem had the schus to come close to a lion not behind the cage. I did once happen to have an encounter, a close encounter of a bear, and that was very frightening, I have to tell you. But lion, why? So he says, because it's behind the cage. And people sometimes, they make faces at the lion, they might throw things at the lion, which is not correct. He says, because it's behind the cage, once you let the lion out, right, then people are going to start running. And he says, people feel that Elul, in a certain sense, people feel like Kadosh Baruch Hu's in the cage. They don't feel that there might be, God forbid, something impending that's happening. And in a certain sense, he explained, it's our job to let Elul out of the cage, to realize how important Elul is. That being said, that since Elul is such an important part of our year, and we know Elul is coming, Rosh Hashanah is coming, I think it's important, Rosh Hashanah is one thing, but let's try to understand today, what is Elul about? What should we be working on during Chodesh Elul? So Elul, as important as it is, we're saying David Hashem Ori, Elul, with one exception, is not really found in the word Havod of Chodesh Elul in the words of Chazal. Elul, all that we do in Chodesh Elul will explain the Slichos, and even most of the Kiyah Shofar that we do, David Hashem Ori, really comes after the time of Chazal. Where is Elul mentioned in Chazal? There's a Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer, source number one, and there's one mistake in the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer. It says, "Ubrish Chodesh Elul, Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alei Alei Ahara." HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Come up to me on the mountain." No, it's the 40 days he spent receiving the Luchos. The Luchos are broken. He spent another 40 days in Shemayim asking for Mechila for the Jewish people. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already forgave the Jewish people. He told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Now it's time to come up and to receive a second set of Luchos." The Aviru Shor B'machane, and at that point, according to Chazal, was to blow a shofar in the Machane. Shari Moshe Ol Lahar, Shlo Yitu Od Achrei Avodah Zarah. And what was the point of blowing the shofar in Rosh Chodesh Elul in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu? Because by blowing the shofar in Rosh Chodesh Elul, the Jews would not make this mistake and not be drawn after Avodah Zarah, and God forbid, try to create another eagle. Nisala Bos, he says, V'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nisala Bos the shofar. And the Pirkei Rabbi Lezer points out, not only was it to help the Jewish people, but this shofar, on some level, uplifted, brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu higher. Shenemar Allah Elokim Visrua, which we read on Rosh Hashanah, V'chein Hiskinu Chachomim, Shutokim B'Shov Rosh Chodesh. And here's a mistake, obviously. It's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, it's Rosh Chodesh Elul. Because we obviously, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, we blow shofar because of the fact that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, not because of the Tekanas Chachomim, V'chol Shana V'Shana. So the Pirkei Rav Lazar points out is that the Tekanas Chachomim to blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul. That's a Tekanas Chachomim. So what we blew, I guess it's going back already to last Wednesday. Last Wednesday, that's at the Tekanas Chachamim. The blowing the shofar Thursday, Friday, and this week, that's a minhag which developed after the time of Chazal. So the first question I'd like to ask, what was the point? What was the point of blowing the shofar? The shofar in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu was not blown on 40 days. It was not blown in Erev Yom Kippur. It was not blown during Aseret Yemei Teshuva. It was blown on Rosh Chodesh Elul. The mistake the Jews made was 40 days after Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai the first time. So what was the point? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu expect to accomplish by blowing the shofar? That is the first question. The second question is, why did Chazal want us to blow shofar? Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu blew for a certain reason, but why did Chazal want us to blow the shofar on Rosh Chodesh Elul? That's the second question. If we go ahead and we look at source number two, the Torah mentions the Pirkei Rav Elazar. Tanya Pirkei Rav Elazar, Rosh Chodesh Elul Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Alei Elai Yehara. Rosh Chodesh Elul Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu, come up to me to the mountain, Sha'az Ol Lekav Luchos Achronos. Because at that point, Moshe went to receive the Luchot Achronot. The Avir Shor V'machana, Moshe Ol Lehar, Shlo Yitu Od, Achar Avodis Galilim. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Nisal Ez Benos Shofar, Shenem Ralokim Besrua. Lechein, Tikinu Chazal, Shiyutokin Rosh Chodesh Elul B'chol Shana V'Shana, V'chol HaChodesh, and he says, and then he says, V'chol HaChodesh. But that's really a minig that came afterwards. V'chol HaChodesh, he says, Rosh Chodesh Elul V'chol HaChodesh, K'dei LaHazir Yisrael Shiyasu Tshuva. So now we understand that Moshe Rabbeinu, that the point of the shofar is to basically help us do tshuva. So we have to ask, how does the shofar help us do tshuva? What is the power of the shofar? Shenemar, it quotes the pasuk, Yemiska shofar v'yir. If the shofar is blown in the city, how can we not be moved? And then he goes on and says, K'dei la'arvei v'ta satan. The other point is to go ahead and to confuse the satan. We'll have to come back. We have to understand, what does it mean to confuse the satan? Someone pointed out this week to me, you know, I once heard a story that a certain lady converted to Judaism. And, you know, she was going through her first year of being a Jew, and she was sitting in the shul listening to the Kriyas Torah every Shabbos. And then they come to Parshas Vayeshev. And she hears the story, and she starts to cry. What a terrible story. The brothers sold Yosef. And she really understood, and she felt like Kriyas Torah was real. And the next year, Parshas Yeshiv came along, and she heard the same Parshas start to laugh. She says, I don't understand those brothers. He says, one year they go ahead and, Yosef, okay, he fell for it once, but a second time he falls for it? I don't have to cry. I don't have to laugh at him. So the same thing is, every year, the Satan, we try to confuse the Satan. The Satan's a very smart person. He's very smart. He's very bright, the Satan. See, he says, so after so many years, how many years are we blowing in the shofar during Chodesh Elul? Let's say, for example, it's just after this Zman Chazal. It's 1,000 years, and the Satan hasn't figured it out yet. I know exactly what my menu, what my wife is going to serve a Hashanah night. I know exactly which meal. This year is a 3-day yontif. Have it all figured out, because this is the 4th 3-day yontif in 5 years. Right? Have it all figured out. I know exactly. And the Satan can't figure out that we Jews blow the shofar Shana to confuse him. Like, what's going to understand? What does it mean, La'arvev et ha-Satan? And it's not, by the way, the only time we do, we fool the Satan. We try to fool the Satan many times. So that's another question. And then there's a minig mentioned by the Torah, which it seems that was very common. I don't know, does any shul today do that? They blow the shofar at night also? Any shul, even to shul where they blow a shofar at night? He says, achar tefillah after Ma'ariv? And Frank, so I was about to say, the Ramah, so he mentions that minhag. I say, the Ramah, so obviously in Frankfurt they do it. So maybe they do it in the Breuer's Kehillah, and I don't know. Yeah, it says, so the question is, we have to understand. So our minhag is to blow in the morning. The minhag mentioned by the Torah and Ramah, as I understand, is the minhag in the Frankfurt Kehillas, they blow at night also. We have to understand, what's the point of those minhagim? V'yeshmi shemar bin lomar slichos, we'll come to that, we'll come back to that later. So, just trying to understand the whole minhag of tkiyah shofar. So, why do we blow the shofar? So then, and then, before I finish off this section of the shir, I'd like to look at a parisha. So the parisha asked the question, one of the commentators in the Torah, the Torah speaks about we blow shofar in order to do tshuva, and also kedela arve v'tasotan. So he says, what's this idea of kedela arve v'tasotan? So the parisha points out that obviously the point is not just to do tshuva. Not the point, why? Because the point was just to get the Jews to do tshuva. Why blow a shofar? What they should do is they should make a minhag that every day after davening, the rabbi should get up and should give a Buster Schmutz. So what's the reason? So the obvious reason is, my mind is obvious, right? Because, you know, if you blow a shofar, you blow a kiyah shofar and shuah tekiyah, so you're going to blow, it's going to last a minute, maybe at the most, a half a minute. If you have the rabbi give Buster Schmutz every day, everyone's going to be late to work. But he says, the preacher doesn't understand. He says, the Torah understands. He says, like, if you look at the third line, number three, imkein shahatam kidei la'oram l'tshuva, yosir hayu lanu lahamid la'am v'chacham m'shiyudashu b'ravim v'chol kila, v'yoru am l'tshuva. Okay, l'chein amur shev kia b'chol chodeshu gam kein la'arvek tasotan. So he says, therefore, the reason why shofar is chosen, and by the way, it's interesting, it seems from the tour that we don't do it. We don't really have people who give Musar Shmuzim during Chodesh El. That's for Seres Shemei Tshuva. But the shofar accomplishes that, and the shofar also accomplishes Kedei La'arvei V'tasatan, and we have to understand what does it mean, Kedei La'arvei V'tasatan. Okay, so let's first try to understand what do we accomplish by blowing shofar. So the Rambam says, number one, the reason why we blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah, so the Rambam says in source number four, Halperak Gimel Lachadal Hilchas Tshuva, Apal Pit Kshakiyah Shofar Rosh Hashanah Gzeres Hakasiv, even though the Kiyah Shofar Rosh Hashanah is Gzeres Hakasiv, however, he says, Remez Yeshbo. There's a reason for it besides Gzeres Hakasiv. And what does it say? Klomer Uri Yishenim Mishinaschem. You people who are sleeping, wake from your slumber. He says, people are sleeping to wake, and those who are in a slumber, wake from your slumber. And search your actions, and you should do tshuva, and you should go ahead, and you should remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, Eilu Ashochim, those who forget that to emes, behevel yazman, because of the vanities of time, v'shogim kol shnosam, behevel v'rik, and all their time is spent on emptiness. Ashilo yovel o yatzil, hibit marsasechem, v'tivit archechem, alechem, and everyone should leave his, you know, should forsake his evil ways. Right? And therefore, then it goes on, a person has to look at himself as he's half zakai, he has half merits, he has half averos. Okay, fine. But according to the Rambam, the shofar is to wake you up. What, the shofar is like an alarm clock? How does the shofar wake you up? So we have to understand, what is the shofar? So the shofar is, if you look at source number five, and this is clear, the shofar is Shmos Perik Yutes. Pasuk Yutes, Yutes, Yutes. When the Jews came to Har Sinai, vayhi kol ha-shofar holach chazuk ma'od, Moshe yidaber v'lekim enenu b'kol. They came to Har Sinai, and the first thing, vayhi kol ha-shofar chazuk ma'od. Har Sinai had a shofar. What was Har Sinai? Besides Kabbalah Satorah, besides the Luchos, Har Sinai signifies and symbolizes the Gilui Shechina. That was Har Sinai. As a matter of fact, we're told that when the Jews, you know, on a Dayenu, a Pesach night, so we come to the Dayenu, and you know, and we say, Ilu Kirvanu Pnei Har Sinai, if you had taken us before Har Sinai, Velo Nasan Lash the Torah, and you had not given to us the Torah, Dayenu would have been enough. It would have been enough. And so the question we're going to ask is, well, what's the point of going into Har Sinai about the Torah? What's the point? Okay, so many people go ahead and give explanations. Some say the Jews would have figured the Torah out. But the point of going to Har Sinai is because when you come to Har Sinai, there's a Gilui Shechina there. You feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You feel it. You feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You come to Har Sinai, you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the point. So if we had come to Har Sinai and not given the Torah, not that that wouldn't have been enough. That would have been enough just to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because you came to Har Sinai, you felt the Shechina. right? And that was the shofar. The shofar symbolizes Gilui Shechina, realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this world. As a matter of fact, Rav Sadia Gaon, it's mentioned in the article Machzor, but he mentions, I think, 10 ideas of what the shofar reminds us of. Okay, Bria Sa'olam, shofar reminds us of Matan Torah, reminds us of Chiyas HaMesim, right? Reminds us of Yericho. In other words, all these times were times when Gilui Shechina was present, you felt it. And that's the shofar. The shofar is blown. You realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this world. That's the shofar. And that was why the Jewish people went ahead and they blew the shofar. Moshe Rabbeinu blew the shofar and he went to Har Sinai because he went to Shemayim the third time. Because he was trying to say is, even though I'm not here to remind you, I want you to remember the shofar. I want you to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this world and feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And as long as you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, then you will be able. Then you will be able to go ahead, and you won't sin. And that's what the shofar reminds us of. It's basically to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We hear the shofar, all of a sudden we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's obviously why the Chazal made a takana or Chodesh Elul. Chazal made a takana, and there's a minhag to blow all Chodesh Elul because we have to go ahead and we have to feel. We have to feel the Gilui Shechina. It's impossible to go to Rosh Hashanah if we can't feel the Gilui Shechina. We can't start Rosh Hashanah itself. We have to start before Rosh Hashanah. And that's the point in the shofar. And it could be that maybe this is the reason why. I actually heard from my brother, Moshe Soloveitchik, that what's the reason, what's the difference in minhagim, whether you blow once in the morning or once in the morning at night? It is like this. According to the Rambam, what's the point of the shofar? The point of the shofar is to help us do tshuva. Wake up from your slumber. Why? Because once you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists in the world, you have to do tshuva. It's a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call. Just like, for example, if someone is not concerned about his health, right? And he goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, you have this and this problem, so you better watch your diet, right? It's a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call. So the same thing, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, you hear the shofar, you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists in the world, it's a wake-up call. So now you do tshuva, right? When does a person do tshuva? A person does tshuva in his waking hours. That's when he works on tshuva. Works on his tshuva in the waking hours. And at the point that the shofar is to wake you up, it's a very bad time to blow shofar at night after Meiriv. Because what did the Jews do back in the old days after Meiriv? They went to sleep. There was no point. So you blew shofar in the morning. You blew shofar in the morning. That's according to the Rambam. That's our minhag. It's a wake-up call to do tshuva, and therefore we do it in the morning. However, if the point of the shofar is to go ahead and to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists in this world, so when a person hears the shofar, all of a sudden, Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim becomes simple. Because Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim, how many people really are Makabal O Malchus Shemayim? How many people are Makabal O Malchus Shemayim? They're Makabal the yoke of heaven. It's very difficult. It's very difficult. Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim does not mean just saying the word of Shema properly and screaming it out. Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim means really accepting the yoke of heaven. You hear the shofar and you realize God exists. You can go ahead and say Shema much easier. And therefore, there was a custom to do it in the morning and at night, because in the morning and at night there's also Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim and Shema. And that could be the reason for the custom to help our Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim during Kriya Shema. So that was the reason, as I mentioned, why Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead and he had them blow shofar during on Rosh Chodesh Elul, because he wanted the Jews to realize that even when I'm not here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still here. You can feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the minhag became to blow the shofar even during the whole Chodesh Elul. Why? Because maybe in the time of Chazal, Rosh Chodesh Elul was enough. But after the time of Chazal, Rosh Chodesh Elul was not enough. Because people change. You know, I remember, I don't want to say which shul, but I remember, everyone always made an announcement, Rosh Hashanah. You know, you're not supposed to talk between, from the time you make the bracha on the shofar until the tkiyas at the end of davening, which according to different hagim could be, you know, by Anam's Miras, right? And, you know, and therefore, you know, I was raised, even though, and probably it's not so true, but one of the worst things to do is to talk between tkiyas and Rosh Hashanah, okay? And then after I got married and I was living in New York, I happened to daven in Rosh Hashanah, and I saw people talking during Chazar Shatz Mitzvah from Rosh Hashanah. I said, I can't believe it. How can people talk during Chazar Shatz Mitzvah from Rosh Hashanah? And not only that, they spoke in Chazar Shatz of Yom Kippur. Baruch Hashem, they didn't talk during Ne'ilah. Baruch Hashem, still Ne'ilah is still safe. But understand, we go along, so maybe during the time of Chazal, Rosh Chodesh Elul was enough to realize that Gilui Shechina. But after Chazal, we needed more. We needed to blow the shofar. We needed to go ahead and to blow the shofar. And that's the idea that Pirkei Ozer says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nisa'ala Ba'osat Kiya. When you blow that shofar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lifted up. What do you mean? How do you lift HaKadosh Baruch Hu up? What it means is that when you blow the shofar, people realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists in the world. That's the point of the shofar. And that's why we blow the shofar. For us to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this world, and once we realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this world, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lifted up. So that's in terms of the minhagim of why we blow shofar. Yeah. So the reason is very simple. Okay, the reason is very simple. That, in other words, you have to understand. It's not just that ladies are not mechuyev to hear the shofar. No one is mechuyev to hear the shofar. The hatkana of Chodesh Elul is to blow shofar in shul. Okay, I'll give you an example. Let's say, for example, we read, you know, Megillas Esther. We read it on Purim, right? If Purim falls out on Shabbos, what's the halacha? You do it actually on Friday, right? Why don't we do it on Shabbos? Why? We're afraid someone's going to carry the Megillah. I'm not going to carry the Megillah. So he says, Megillas Koheles, Megillas Shirashim. When do we read it? On Shabbos. So that Megillah read on Shabbos. How come? I'm not afraid. That's Dafka read it on Shabbos. And by the way, you should know that if you go ahead and you look at the Maseches Sofrim, the original custom was to read it on Motzi Shabbos after Yontif, or on Motzi Shabbos, not on Shabbos itself. But we read it on Shabbos. How come? Why do we read it on Shabbos? That's what we should be afraid of. The answer is because the difference between Shir Hashirim Koheles and Esther is Shir Hashirim Koheles is a chiyuv on the tzibur. It's not a chiyuv on the yachid. Esther is a chiyuv on the yachid. So if I don't go to shul for whatever reason, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, that's it. I don't have to read Shir Hashirim. It's a chiyuv on the yachid. It's chiyuv on the tzibur. When it's a chiyuv on the yachid, so then we're concerned. When it's a chiyuv on the yachid, so then we're concerned that a person might you know run to carry. So also kiyah shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a chiyuv on the yachad. It's not even a chiyuv for women, but they want to do it, of course, because of what the Rambam says. It's only a chiyuv on the tzibur. So therefore, there's no chiyuv, and it was very difficult to get someone to blow shofar in the house, and the women couldn't go to minyan. That's the reason why. But if for whatever reason, I end up missing minyan on one of the days in Chodesh Elul, I'm not exactly sure when that would be, but if ever happens, right, I wouldn't run to hear shofar, because it's a chiyuv on the tzibur. Okay, now, that's important to understand. So I spoke about shofar. I want to speak about slichos, okay? And maybe after speaking about slichos, we can understand what exactly what Chodesh Elul is supposed to be. So Chodesh Elul, we know so far, is a time to awaken us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists in this world, and we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's number one. Now, we're going to say slichos. Now, it's interesting, when we say slichos, so we know that when it comes to slichos, there are really two minhagim. There are the minhagim of the Svardim, and they start saying slichos from the beginning of Chodesh Elul. And I'm going to hug them with Ashkenazim, and we're going to start saying slichos. We're going to start saying slichos not from beginning of Chodesh Elul, but we'll start saying slichos at the end of Chodesh Elul. So first of all, to understand what exactly are slichos. So number one, slichos. Where does it come from originally? It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, it's Gemara Rosh Hashanah, and and he says, if you look at source number 6, so in order to say that the Mechaber mentions that it's a minig to get up and early in the morning to say slichos from Rosh Chodesh Elul and onward till Yom Kippur, and the minig from the Ashkenaz is not this way, but they say slichos from Rosh Chodesh ve'elech, from Rosh Chodesh and onward, maschilin l'tkoa achar tefila shachris. Afterwards, so we start blowing shofar, and some yesh mekomash to talking gamkin arvis. When do we start slaying slichos? From the Sunday of Rosh Hashanah. We'll explain that in a few minutes. Where does slichos come from? It comes from a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. What is slichos all about? So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mechila for the Jewish people, right? So he says, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself in the talis. He says, Melamed, source number 7, Shnesad Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wraps up in a talis of the Shliach Tzibur, and that's why it's important for a Shliach Tzibur to wear a talis during Mei HaSlichos. The Herald of Moshe Tefillah, and he showed Moshe the Seder Tefillah. He says, V'amrlo Kozman, Shisrael Chotin, anytime the Jewish people sin, Yasu Lefanai Kaseder Hazeh, the Jews should do like this Seder, V'ani Mochlem, and I will forgive them. Hashem, Hashem, Anihu Kodam Yachta Adam, Anihu Achash Yachta Adam, Yasta Tshuva, and you should say the whole, he says, whole Yugilamidos, from Yehuda says, the briefs that we have, when we say Yugilamidos, the tefilos are not turned away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makabel our tefilos, when we say Yugilamidos. Then that's the source for it. When was that done? So we're told when the Jews sinned with the Chet HaMeraglim, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, okay, here's you told me at Gilgamitos, here it is. Now, when was the first time we see in Tanakh that it's actually done Slichos? It's interesting, if you look, in Ezra Perek Tes, when Ezra was giving, Ezra and Nehemiah were giving, we're giving Musar to the Jewish people, but the intermarriage and other Averos. So if you look, it's fascinating. Uwe Minchas Erev Kanti Mitainosi, and Mincha got up from my fast, Vikari Bigdi, and my torn clothes, Umeili, Vechrochol, Albirchi, I bowed down on my knees, Vafrishal Kape, El Hashem Alakai. And I said to Kaddish Baruch Hu, and these are words you'll see in the Slichos of Yom Neroyim, Boshtim and Nechlamti, Laharam Alakai Panay Alecha. I'm embarrassed with my face to Kaddish Baruch Hu. I've sinned so much. From the days of our forefathers, Rav Ashma Gedola. This also we see in the Slichos. We mentioned the Chet of our forefathers. And Baruch Hu, you gave us so much. Because of our sins, though, you made us. You sent our kings and our Kohanim in the Yad Malchei Aratzos. He says. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did us a favor. We're back here in Eretz Yisrael. There should be a remnant of us. That's Pasuk Ches. Ki vadim anachnu, uvaseinu lo azavnu lakeinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us chesed. He says, the Malchei Parash would be nice to us. He says, and what can we say? Va'ata man omar arkenu achrei zos ki azavnu v'tusecha. And he says, you command us to be Yad Nevi'im, right? And then he gives Musar again. We can't intermarry. Right, and he says, and we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you've been so good and we've been so bad. And then I would imagine when Ezra was saying this, there was probably Yud Gimel Midos interspersed in the process of Slichos. So that's the first time we see in Tanakh really that something similar to the Slichos. Okay, so what's the mid? So, and I like to explain it. So what's the point? What's the point of the Slichos? We'll come back to it. In other words, what's the point? Is it magic? You say, Hashem, Kelracham, Acharam, and God forgives us. What's the point? How does it do? Is it magic? We have to understand that. So, there are two minhagim about Slichos. There's the minhag Svard, and there's the minhag Ashkenaz. And really, there are four minhagim. Again, I don't know exactly what's done today. There's the Rambam Shita. According to the Rambam says that the time for Slichos is not during Elul. The time for Slichos is in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. If you look at number 9, source number 9, the Rambam in Hilchot Tshuva, Perek Beis, Halacha Vav, the Rambam says, the Afal Pi Sha Tshuva V'atzaaka Yofel Olam, even though Tshuva and crying out is good all the year, the whole year, you always cry out to God. Tzaka, by the way, is Slichos. He says, Basara Hayomim, Shoshan Kippurim, He Yofel V'yoser. He says, during this 10 days of Yom Kippurim and Rosh Hashanah, it's better. Search God when He is found. Okay, so in other words, Dirshu Hashem Mimotso, search God when He is found, is during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Even though the Hasidim, the Alter Rebbe, certainly speak about the fact that Elul is HaKadosh Baruch Melech Vesada, God is out in the field, the Rambam says clearly, when has HaKadosh Baruch Hu found? We'll try to explain what that means. That's Aseres Yemei Tshuva. V'medvar v'murim b'yachid. But Tzibur is always found. So according to the Rambam, the Minhag HaSlichos is Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Okay, so that's the third custom. I'm not sure if anyone follows that. That's the third custom. Then there's a fourth custom, which I found to be very strange, and that's Minhag Chabad. Minhag Chabad, they'll say Slichos from during Ende Chodesh Elul, Tzom Gedalia, and then they stop. Why do I find it strange? Because the Rambam says, the time to say Slichos is Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and that's when they stop saying Slichos. Okay, but those are the four Minhagim. So the question is, why do we say Slichos during Chodesh Elul? Why do we say Slichos during Chodesh Elul? So, certainly, Minhag Ashkenaz, we say Slichos in preparation for Rosh Hashanah. That's the whole reason we say Slichos. The whole reason. Because the Mishnah Berurah mentions, why do we say Slichos 4 days? So what's the halacha? Halacha is we have to say Slichos for 4 days, right? So that before Rosh Hashanah. So for example, in a year like this year, where Rosh Hashanah, the first day is on Thursday, we start saying the Motzei Shabbos before. We have to start on Motzei Shabbos, beginning of the week, right? And then we have 4 days. Sunday, Motzei Shabbos, Monday morning, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Okay? If Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Shabbos, we start, again that week, we have 4 days. If Rosh Hashanah will fall out on a Monday or a Tuesday, we don't start Motzei Shabbos before, we start Motzei Shabbos before that. So we can have a good I guess, 6, 7, or 8 days of slichos. It's a very difficult year. You have to get up early for before Yantar for a good number of days. Why 4 days? There are two reasons given. One reason given, as the Mishnah Berurah says, and I think you can look at, I think it's on source number 10, he says, so the first reason is because many people had accustomed to fast during Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Many people are accustomed to fasting on Aseres Yimei Tshuva. However, even though there's a custom to fasting on Aseres Yimei Tshuva, there are at least 2 days, if not 4 days, according to our custom today, where you can't fast. When can't you fast? You can't fast on Shabbos. You can't fast on Erev Yom Kippur. And you can't fast 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, if you want to make it to 10 days, what do? You make it up before Rosh Hashanah. So we definitely have 4 days people used to fast. So we have slichos on those 4 days. That's one reason. The second reason, as the Mishnah Berurah says, in Siman Tav Kuf Aleph, Sif Aleph, is that when in the Korbanos Musaf, so there's a halacha when it comes to Korbanos, a person should buy the Korban, the animal for the Korban, and do Biker for 4 days before to check the Korban over. That's what he should do. He should 4 days. The Chol, he says, and when it comes to all the Korbanos of Musaf, a Parshas Pinchas, it says, we craft them, bring a Korban. When it comes to the Korban Musaf Rosh Hashanah, the Torah uses the Lashon Vasisam. What does that mean? That in Rosh Hashanah itself, we are a Korban. So just like a Korban requires Bikur to be checked for 4 days, we have to check ourselves for 4 days. So since we have to check ourselves for 4 days, we say Slichos, it helps in the checking process. So again, according to both the reasons, the whole reason for Slichos during Chodesh Elul is to prepare for Rosh Hashanah. That's the whole reason. That's the whole reason. Prepare Rosh Hashanah. And obviously the Rambam, we don't say Slichos. The Minik Svard, question is, how about Minik Svard? So if you look at the Rush, look at the Rush, number 11. The Rush says like this, Amr li Rav Kohen Sedek. So, Minag b'shtei yeshivas, the Minag in the two yeshivas, and that was, Pumpadisa and Sura, right? Which, obviously, in time of the Gonim had moved to Baghdad. And obviously, we would assume that whatever happened in the two yeshivas was the Minag of the Amoraim in Babel. So in other words, even though certain things are not written in the Gemara, it doesn't mean it did not exist in the time of Chazal, but it wasn't necessarily a takana. It says, Bahani Asara Yomei Shebin Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. It's the minhag to stay slichos during the 10 days on Yom Kippur. And that's why the Rambam says, you say slichos when? During the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. V'chein Omer Rav Amram Rav Hai, minhag lomer tachanunim Bahani Asara Yom Bilichud. By the way, we don't do that, obviously, because we don't say slichos when? On Rosh Hashanah. Or on Shabbos. Yes, they did. The Shaminon, see, he says, so therefore the minhag in Bavel was to say slichos during Aseres Yimei Tshuva alone, like the Rambam says. The Shaminon, the Mixas, Asrafsa, Kaimim Rosh Chodesh Elul, he says, and some people say slichos a whole Chodesh Elul, but Amri, why? The Beis Solik Moshe Lahar Pam Shlishis. Because in that time, Moshe went to Har a third time. V'nachas b'luchos shliyos b'yom kippurim. Mikain l'luchos yom kippurim. V'chol hamavosif levakesh rachmim z'chusilo. Right? And then he mentions, Ritzkeya says, we say slichos from Rosh Chodesh El. So, the Rush points out that why does the minhag to say slichos during all the Chodesh El for Svardim? Because that's when Moshe went to Har Sinai. Not because preparation Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah. That's the Moshe went to Har Sinai. So according to the Rosh, Elul has its own yichus. It's a special yichus, okay? If the yichus is, why? Because Moshe went up to Har Sinai. He went to Shemayim. It's true. It culminated in Yom Kippur, but the fact that Moshe went then to get the Luchos Shnios, that has a schus, and therefore that's why it's slichos. So according to the Rosh, the minhag of slichos and Rosh Chodesh Elul is not because connected to Yom Kippur Rosh Hashanah. It's because, as opposed to our custom, it's because it's a special in itself. That's according to Rosh. The Meiri points out, if you look at the Meiri, he kavanasu amaymer dirshu Hashem himatzo, rotzalarm v'eshu miyuchad leyoso nimsa mitzad hisarusam kamosha biyarnim. Okay, it's very interesting, by the way. And we'll come back to this. But the Meiri says that dirshu Hashem himatzo, find God when he is found. There's nothing mad. When's that? Aseres Yimei Tshuva. There's nothing magical about it, but the fact that we do the Hisorus, we do the awakening, that's why God is found, right? V'lo sheyichad zman l'mi sheyivachas Hashem. He says, it's not that that he says it's not that this time is special, because it's only because we search God out that time. The Hefzer Tfilos, that a person before Rosh Hashanah, he says it's important that the person should be tried before Rosh Hashanah to daven a lot, Hefzer Tfilos, uve ha'aras tshuvas kidei shiyakon Rosh Hashanah v'hataras lev. Shiyakon Rosh Hashanah v'hataras lev, u'mizen nagu b'mekomos lakum b'laylos l'kvo ha'tfilah v'esekdesu v'chol sheni v'chamish al elo, k'dar Rosh Hashanah v'hakol v'asar shim v'tshuva tachem divrei kvushim. So the Miri said it's the custom during Monday and Thursday, Chodesh Elul, to go ahead and to say slichos. Why not every day? Because sometimes too much becomes too little. Yeah.
But you didn't explain how the Dalad became with Shei Shabbos by the Ashkenazim. Why did you explain why it should be?
So I think the reason is because the time when people can actually come to shul, right, is Motzei Shabbos. That's the reason why.
Again, it brings in Yom Noroim, because people they're spiritually after Shabbos in a higher state.
That could be too. That's one reason, but I think it's also a practical reason. There are a lot of people who will go to the first slichos and not go to the other slichos. Okay, now obviously it's not correct, but that's just the mitzvahs hadvarim. People, it's a chaz. Listen, in my shul we don't have a chaz. In my shul, 12:30 at night in America or in Chutzlars, you can have a chaz for Motzei Shlichos because no one goes to work the next day. But in Eretz Yisrael, minyan 6:15 the next morning or 6 o'clock or 5:45. So a lot of places don't necessarily have. I know here in the Great Synagogue they have a chazan. But I say they have a chazan. Why do they have a chazan? Because Sunday was an easier day, right? It was just an easier day to go. So there's a practical reason, and also I guess a mystical reason also. You should know that's true. In Krakow they did that. Did they in the morning? Okay, so my father also had that custom. He also did it in the morning. But the piyut says, Mavotzai Menucha, right? My father changed the piyut to Bashmoras HaBoker. So anyways, let's...
A lot of shuls in America, if the became dangerous, they moved back to the morning.
It could be. I would definitely switch my shul to the morning if I get away with it, because it's so difficult, but I can't get away with it. So anyways, let's get back. So the Miri says, the point of Slichos, the Miri says, is to prepare for Rosh Hashanah. That's the point of Slichos, is to prepare for Rosh Hashanah. That's the point of Slichos. Okay, so let's try to understand. If that's the point, according to the Rosh, Chodesh Elul has Yichus in itself. According to the Miri, Chodesh Elul is connected to Rosh Hashanah. Let's try to understand what Chodesh Elul is about. So, if you just skip to source number 14 from last week's Parsha, I think there's a very point message there. In Parsha Shoftim, the Torah speaks about the Kohen, the halachas of Melchama. And when Jews went to Melchama, it wasn't simple. Whoever wanted to go to war went to war. The Kohen would stand up and he'd make announcements and it would be draft deferments. As we say, he says, if you look at Perek Chaf of Sefer Devarim, Pasuk Hey, V'dibru Ashotim Alam Lemar, Mia Isher Shabana Bayas Chadash, who's the person who built the Bayas Chadash? V'lo Chanacho, and didn't redeem it. Shiyelech V'yatza V'yashul Abeso. Okay, let him go home and let him redeem his house. Let him bechanech, dedicate his house. Not redeem, bechanech, let him dedicate his house. So if he didn't dedicate your house, that was a draft exemption. And then in Pasuk Vav, who's the person who planted the vineyard and did not redeem it yet? He went ahead and he gave it to the Kohen. He wants to redeem it. He says, so let him go to this house and redeem it. And who is the person that was Makadish, a lady, and did not have Nisuin yet? Let him go to this house. He might die in war, and someone else will go ahead and marry his wife. And then they say, Mia Yish, Ashirbana, the Yosva Shrotim, Ladabra Lam. And the Shrotim will continue to speak to the people. And they say, who is the person, a Yare Barach Halevav? So Yare, by the way, means that he's afraid of his sins, as we see. And Rach Halevav, the Ramban explains, means just he's afraid of war. He's afraid of war. So let him go back to his house, and he shouldn't be there, and maybe cause the Jews to be defeated because of his sins. Okay, so Chazal learned out that just like Pasuk Ches says, V'yosvu is talking about a person's, I'm sorry, just like Pasuk Ches is talking about someone who's afraid, V'yosvu, is V'yosvu, so it says, if someone's afraid, it says V'yosvu, Adonai, it shows that what's mentioned in Pasuk Ches is similar to the previous Pesukim, you're afraid of something. So what are you afraid of? You're afraid of certain averos. If you look at the Keter Yonatan, that's the Targum of Ziel. What are you afraid of? So he says, the person who built a new house, he didn't put a mezuzah on yet. He didn't put a mezuzah. Let him go home and put a mezuzah. Because why? Because maybe the chait of not putting on a mezuzah is going to cause him to die in war. And then he says, okay, so mezuzah we understand because the person put a mezuzah on right away. And then we go on and says, who's the person who abandoned the vineyard and not redeem him for Kohen? Let him go ahead and let him go home and redeem him from a Kohen, because maybe the chait of not redeeming it from the Kohen will cause him to die. But redeem it. Redeem when you have to redeem it. What's the point? What's the problem? And who's the person who's Mekadosh a woman did not take her yet? Let him go to his house, because maybe he wasn't Mekayin the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of a simach hasishto. You have to get married and you have to rejoice with your wife for 1 year, make her happy, right? It doesn't mean just 1 year, by the way, but if Mitzvah Shem, you get the first year right, so then it'll continue, all right? It'll continue. It says the Vesivis, he went ahead, he was Makai, he has a chance of Makai Mesimach, he wasn't Mesameach, his wife, who caused him to die. What's the problem in those days? The Jewish people would wait a year till they got married. What's the chait? You're going to do it eventually. So my father, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, once explained, many years ago, he said, you have to understand something. When we do a mitzvah is not done in isolation. When we do a mitzvah, it brings us to the next level. And when it brings you to the next level, every action has an effect. It causes something else. So the fact of the matter is that because a person is at this point in his life, he has to know it's because he didn't do this mitzvah, do this action, because every action affects you. Right? And it could be if you had done these mitzvahs, you would have grown more. And any avera that you would have would not have happened. See, he says, you had an opportunity to grow, to put a mezuzah on. You had an opportunity to be potent from going to another mitzvah now to help you grow to the next point. You had an opportunity to go ahead and to mesameach your wife, and that would help you in other mitzvahs also. You would have been a totally different person. And therefore, a person has an obligation to keep growing. As a matter of fact, you know, in this week's parsha, I just thought about this right now, parsha's Kiseitze, Torah starts off with the halachi of fas Torah, all right? A man goes to war, he sees a non-Jewish woman there, he let her take him for his wife. And what does Rashi say? The Rashi says, really, it's not the best thing, but Torah knows that a person won't be able to hold himself back, so the Torah allows this to happen, okay? Then she has to convert, fine. Then what's the second halacha? A person has two wives, okay? One he hates, one he likes, okay? And then the third is a ben sora mora. So Chazal point out, it's avera gerera savera. You took a woman that, you know, that you shouldn't have taken. So the next thing happens, you have a wife you don't like, then you have a ben sora mora. Now what's the next thing that happens? You're going to do a sin which maybe you deserve the death penalty for. The question is, he didn't do anything wrong. It was allowed. The answer is every action does another action. Right? And therefore, whenever you do something, even if it's mutter, you have to ask yourself, where is this going to take me next? What's the next step? Where am I going to next? And a person who doesn't care where he's going to next, he doesn't care if this action, even though it's mutter, is going to take him down. That's a problem also. That's a problem too. So a person has to always be aware that he has to continue growing and not, God forbid, to regress. And that was the point of the Shotrim. You had a chance to grow and not to regress. You had a chance to do a mitzvah. You didn't take advantage. Go home, because you have to grow more. And that's what I think, by the way, Chodesh Elul is about also. Chodesh Elul, on a certain level, is to repair us. How to repair us? Because if Rosh Hashanah comes, and you can say, I did this, I did this, I did that, your opportunity and what you can accomplish during Tshuva is so much greater. Chodesh Elul is not necessarily a do tshuva. Tshuva is a serious made tshuva, as Rambam says. But Chodesh Elul is to prepare yourself for tshuva. You don't have to sit now, and unfortunately, that was the custom now, but they were not afraid. We don't walk around frightened. But it says Chodesh Elul is the time to prepare yourself, to say, I want to be a different spot once Rosh Hashanah comes. And if you look at the Dovid Hashem Ori, source number 13, and this is underscored in the Dovid Hashem Ori, Pasuk Hey, he's made of a sukkah, b'yom rash tishreini, HaKadosh Baruch puts me in a sukkah on the day of evil, v'seisar lo, you know, and hidden in his tent, but suri remeni, then he'll lift me up. V'ata yomru roshi, yom roshi levais v'vasai, and then HaKadosh Baruch lifts us up. He says, v'ez v'chavol ha'zivach esru ha'shira zamr la Hashem. So when HaKadosh Baruch lifts me up, I'm going to still sing shira. In other words, yes, when we're in trouble, we daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We daven. But what happens afterwards? We forget about it. It's like whatever we grew during the time of Tsar, we forget about. But Chodesh Elul tells you, no, that every action you do, every action is an opportunity for growth, reaching to a new point. And we have an obligation to Chodesh Elul to get to that point. I thought about this a lot this summer, because I wasn't here for a number of weeks, but just watching the news and seeing the achdus, the unity that took place in Eretz Yisrael was amazing. It was just amazing. I haven't felt it since I came to Eretz Yisrael. And I was thinking, what will happen after this operation is over? And unfortunately, I have to say, okay, right out of Beit Shemesh again. I saw right out of Beit Shemesh, but other places also. Unfortunately, the achdus is disintegrating. So I said for myself, I'm going to try very, very carefully not to destroy the achdus that I feel. And therefore, I'm not going to say anything against anybody. Any political organization, that has nothing to do with me. And by the way, it's very difficult for me sometimes. But I try very hard. Why? Because when you get to a certain point, the point is to move on from there. And that is Chodesh Elul. And that's maybe the pshat in the machlokas, the Rosh and the Meiri. The Rosh holds Chodesh Elul is not as effective as Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because it's a time to prepare yourself. Nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. It has to do with the fact to make yourself greater. But once you make yourself greater because of Chodesh Elul itself, that will memela help you out during Rosh Hashanah. So both the Rosh and the Miri are correct. We can't sit and think about Rosh Hashanah's coming, oh my gosh. But think, now is the time to work on myself, to make myself greater. Why? Because once I work on myself, I accomplish more, then it's much easier. It's much easier to grow and to do a more sincere tshuva. And the truth of the matter is that you should know that this idea that Chodesh El Chodesh El, I would just say that Chodesh El has its own special uniqueness. The Ran also says, I have it here actually in the Bir Hagra, the Ran quotes the Ran. It's a very beautiful Ran. And the Ran asked the question, it seems in Barcelona, Spain, there was another custom, but Chodesh Slichos. Another custom, so I mentioned four, here's a fifth custom. They would start saying Slichos on the 25th of Elul. I guess if it was on Shabbos, they wouldn't, 25th of Elul. What happened on 25th of Elul? What happened? So 25th of Elul, that was Brias Olam. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah was Hayom Haras Olam, right? What happened? It wasn't the first day of Brias Olam. What day of Brias Olam was Rosh Hashanah? What day? The sixth day, when Adam was created, Yom Haras Olam. That means, if you do the math, at least I didn't figure the math according to the Ran, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Or HaChoshech, when was that? Chaf HaYelul, right? Therefore, it's a very auspicious day. It's a very auspicious day, and therefore, since it's an auspicious day, it's a good day to do Slichas. What does that mean? What that means is that, and I think this really explains everything, the point of Chodesh Elul is to work on ourselves. Not necessarily do tshuva. Tshuva, as the Rambam says, and the time of the Golanim is for Seris Yimei Tshuva. But the question is what kind of tshuva are we going to do? What kind of tshuva? And depending what our avodah is the whole year, and certainly during Chodesh Elul, that will affect and determine the type of tshuva that we're going to do during on Rosh Hashanah itself. And that's what we have to work on ourselves during Chodesh Elul. So Chodesh Elul stands by itself, but it also affects Rosh Hashanah, as the Miri says. And why? Why is Chodesh Elul chosen, as the Rambam says? Chodesh Elul is chosen because Chodesh Elul is a time where, since something happened, Moshe went to Har Sinai, or because of Brias Olam, a person is able, to work on himself. Something happened. There's something special. Just like, for example, they talk about a birthday being a special day to do tshuva. Why? Because something happened. Something happened on the birthday. And also the truth is, on the Yortzeit too, it's something which really has a lot of significance to help us. And I think that's the idea of Arvid as a Satan. Okay? We're not fooling the Satan. I said, the Satan's a very, very smart man. You know who we're fooling? We're fooling ourselves. What is it we're fooling ourselves? It's very, very difficult for us sometimes to get into the whole tshuva process, spirituality. But sometimes when something special happens, we feel something special is happening, all of a sudden, it does something to us. We're able to move, and we're able to push ourselves. It's something very, very special. And that's the idea of Kedei La'arvei V'tasatan. So Chodesh Elul is a time which is spent where we go ahead and we do tshuva during Chodesh Elul. Why do we do tshuva during Chodesh Elul? Because Chodesh Elul is the time when the Brias HaOlam happened. It's the time Moshe Rabbeinu went up. And then we hear Moshe Rabbeinu went to Kabul Luchos Nios. He went to receive something new, something different. Also realize it's a special time, and that's a time where we can go ahead and we can say, oh, now's the time to accomplish more. We can start from Tu B'Av. We can start from Tammuz, right? But you know what? We need something to hold on to, something to say it's a special time. The truth is, the Miri says, we can make any time special. But we make Chodesh Elul special. Why? Because that's a time when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Har Sinai. That's a time of Bria Sa'olam. And how do we make it special? We make it special by saying that it's time to make ourselves different. So when Rosh Hashanah comes, all of a sudden, we'll be in a different spot. So today, the custom, I guess, I have to say, unfortunately, I know fortunately, maybe fortunately, I like to be happy. I don't like walking around being afraid. It's not my thing, you know. You know, Yom Kippur comes in, I'm afraid. It's not my thing to be afraid. I don't like to be afraid. But he says, Chodesh Elul, so we're not afraid today. But what's the point of Chodesh Elul today? Is to work on ourselves to accomplish so much more. So then when Rosh Hashanah comes, we can be different. That we can be in a different spot. That's the point. To accomplish whatever is more siddurim, more chesed, more kavan and fila, as it says. And then when Rosh Hashanah comes, we can fulfill the pasuk, as the pasuk says in Davar Hashem Ori, as the pasuk says, ki it's b'neini b'sukkah b'yom rosh tshuva. That was a certain point. I'm not forgetting about it. I'm that person. From there, I can grow more and more and more. So everyone should try to use the Chodesh Elul to accomplish more. So Rosh Hashanah comes, just we'll be in a different spot. And the tshuva of Am Yisrael will be a greater tshuva. And in Mirtz Hashem, we should be zocha to many good things, but through that in the coming year. You want to say Kaddish Rabbanah or not? No? Okay. I'm not sure what it is. I couldn't figure it out. No. Shana. I'm not sure. I even looked up in the Tevos. I couldn't find something on it.
Okay,
yeah. And my Barolansi, they also have a device to Tevos, and then nothing came up.